Frustration is growing in parts of Lower Manhattan, where many residents and businesses are still without phone or internet service more than 3 months after Sandy. WNYC's Ilya Meretz reports that fed up Verizon customers are canceling contracts and moving to other providers.
If you live or work in the Far East Village, you may know this voice well.
Hi, this is a message from Verizon. Our restoration efforts in your area continue, and we appreciate your continued patience.
Ever since Sandy flooded Avenue C, the area roughly from 3rd Street to 10th Street has been a black hole of communications. There are cash-only signs in the windows of bars because their internet is down and they can't process credit cards. And if you want to hit a cash machine, you'd be out of luck at the nearby credit union. For the past 3.5 months, the screen on the ATM there has displayed the same two words, offline.
Thank you for being a loyal customer. We look forward to continuing to serve you.
Sandy's storm surge wrecked Verizon's copper wire phone and internet network, and businesses that are still waiting for these services are losing patience and walking away. Beatrice Arimony runs a sandwich shop and a wine store, both at C and 9th Street. She clearly remembers breaking up with Verizon. It was a few days before Christmas.
It was just, you know, a normal, sunny winter day.
Out of the blue, a man shows up with a clipboard. He's from Time Warner, Verizon's rival.
He walked into the wine store and said, "Hi, I understand that you currently have Verizon. Do you have phone service back?" I said, "As a matter of fact, I don't, and I thought you'd never get here."
Within minutes, Arimony had signed a new contract with the man from Time Warner. A few days after that, the phone started ringing again with orders for Beaujolais Nouveau. Time Warner confirmed to WNYC, yes, it's been recruiting.
I was just thrilled to hear a dial tone.
Unlike electricity outages, phone and internet interruptions aren't publicly reported, so it's impossible to say just how many New Yorkers are still communications deprived, or where exactly they are. Sometimes it seems as if Verizon itself may have lost track.
If I may say that, and I hope Verizon as a whole organization is going to forgive me for saying that, they're making fun of people.
Eddie Fraunader runs Eddie and the Wolf, an Austrian restaurant, and The Third Man, a bar down the street. The bar has no internet, while the restaurant has no landline. Fraunader shows me an email he says he recently received from a Verizon rep. It says, "Your repair request is resolved," the moment he's been waiting for.
I'm like super ecstatic. I was like, yeah, home run. We could be running credit cards tonight at the bar.
Fraunader hurries over to The Third Man.
I restart the router, I restart the modem, I restart the computer, I do the whole thing 3 times. And you know what? They send you a message that everything is resolved, and nothing is resolved.
And there's still no internet. What's more, Fraunader says he's been getting monthly bills for the services he's not receiving. WNYC spoke with a check casher, a mobile phone store, and a number of nearby bars and restaurants. All had similar stories to tell.
I don't doubt for a moment what our customers have told you.
John Bonomo is a Verizon spokesman. He says Verizon has restored the vast majority of customers and is working hard to bring back the rest. He won't say how many are without service, and he can't really explain the persistent outages and poor communications.
Are you having problems with records, with basic record keeping?
No, not at all. I can only imagine that was one instance of possibly some miscommunication or something. But without knowing the specifics and without knowing, you know, the history, I'm sure that's more the exception.
Last month, a Verizon repair team finally showed up at Beatrice Arimony's cheese store. Saleswoman Laura Rooney listened and then gave them the bad news.
They came and I'm here to fix your Verizon service. I'm like, well, we quit you 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry that you didn't get the message. I think they bought a sandwich afterwards.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.
Are you still without phone or internet service due to Sandy? We want to know. Please email newsroom@wnyc.org and put the word outage in the subject line.